Okay, so here we are. It's the Wednesday lunchtime social debate. We've got Bert in.
Hiya.
and Bert is short for Robert. And
of course. The only logical way to do this.
We've come up with an idea because obviously, Dame Shirley's left us in the lurch.
I know.
Just going home early like that. Just
take
left
the pills.
Us. Left us in the lurch. So basically, we've come up with a few ideas. If you want to come on and wish somebody a happy Christmas, feel free to do so. 240666. And we're going to do the funniest Christmas cracker jokes, but up to date.
Yeah, it's the nice topical ones.
Hopefully. And we're also going to do some chucking some one liners. Plus, I just wonder whether there's any mileage in doing the worst ever Christmas present that you've ever had. Worst ever. Now, obviously, you need to give this a little bit of thought,
yeah,
just in case you upset somebody.
True.
And, you know, I made the mistake. It's probably, I was telling the story about my ex a little while ago, and about the decorating, okay,
yes,
and the wrong colours.
Yeah.
Now, it's no wonder we're not together anymore, because we just clashed. And I remember about this time, a couple of days before Christmas.
Yep.
She was kind of hinting at what she'd got me for Christmas.
Right.
And I said, oh, crikey, I wouldn't want one of those blooming hideous things.
Oh, no.
And I remember opening it up on Christmas Day. She had plenty of time to change it, and yet she knew that
she
I didn't
still
want
gave
it.
You it.
And it was a video camera.
Right.
And I just had no interest in having
one.
No, I did want one. Long before the phones, because let's be honest, you don't need a video camera now. You've
no.
got everything on your phone. So she never batted an eye. never batted
she did
an
not
eye.
Care.
And when I opened it up, it was all smiles and, oh, great, yeah, that's just what we need, that is. but I never let on that idiot. But I used it 2-3 times, and it's in the loft now.
Oh.
With another video camera that someone else bought me a few years later. Yes. As if one wasn't enough. So I've got two cameras upstairs.
That you don't want or need.
Exactly. And the sad thing is, anything on it that's recorded, not like nowadays, if you record it on your phone, you can put it on this system, that system, that system,
yep,
and so on. On that, you've got to try and get that from there to where?
Yeah.
You can't, can you?
No.
So it's a bit of a pain in the backside. And there was one dark time we went to Jersey. You ever been to Jersey?
I haven't, no.
Went to the zoo. Absolutely amazing.
Nice.
Saw these, obviously there's different types of monkeys, but I didn't really, I mean, I think one of them was have they got orange bits? Or they're orangey?
I'm
what kind
sure.
of monkeys are they? An orangey
An entire orange monkey?
An
orangey.
An orangutan. That's it. And I saw brilliant footage. I mean, I felt like David Attenborough. And then these beavers arrived, and they came right up, and they were really, really close. And I've got that on this camera. This was the only
yeah.
good thing about it, and I can't get the footage off that onto
it's
anything.
It's stuck on the camera.
It is, yeah. But it's still in the loft. Have you had any, like, awful?
Mine are all actually pretty good. I make a list, and people have to stick to the list to avoid that situation.
Right.
So if you don't stick to the list,
is your family listening?
Probably.
So is that why you're being so nice about?
No, I've written my mum a list this year, and she's stuck to the list to the point where she's got me to order some of my own presents. So they're not wrong.
Right. Okay. So Christmas cracker jokes.
Yep.
Have you got any over there?
I've got a few over here. Hopefully, Shirley didn't do them the other day. So.
So I'm just looking for some appropriate music, and I was sent some yesterday. I'm just in the process of hopefully trying to find them, and I thought I downloaded them, but obviously I haven't.
Oh.
But anyway, you carry on.
Okay, what's the difference between the clementine in your Christmas stocking and Donald Trump?
The clementine in your Christmas stocking
and
Donald Trump. Go on.
Nothing. They're both a little orange.
He is a laughing stock. Do you have any views on Donald Trump?
Well, he's a little orange. He's, yeah.
That's it.
A bit of a pleb.
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 Ooh,
I'm going with
pleb. Another pleb gate.
Yes. Pleb gate on vectors.
Oh, all right. Okay. Pleb gate. I'm liking that. Pleb.
Yeah, pleb.
Donald Pleb Trump.
Okay. That's what he is.
Any more?
What's the best advice you can give at a UKIP Christmas party?
Go on.
Avoid the punch.
Like it. And just to sort of even things up, we better do this one this side. Can't do that one. I don't really want to do that one because it's religious and people... I made the mistake of saying to my mum the other day, yeah, I like Christmas, but, you know, it doesn't have to be quite so religious. Knowing full well that she would bite on it. And I was only joking. Tommy Cooper said this. He said, I'm going to chop off the bottom of one of your trouser legs and put it in a library. I thought, that's a turn up for the books.
Yeah.
All right, another one. Jimmy Carr. Yep. British scientists have demonstrated that cigarettes can harm your children. Fair enough. Use an ashtray. That's Jimmy Carr all over that. So you've put your phone down there. You've got more jokes, haven't you?
I've got it here. Why is everyone filing for divorce in custody of the kids this Christmas?
Go on, I don't know.
'Tis the season to be jolly.
Oh, crikey.
I know. We won't say where I got these from.
Okay. What was I going to do now? Because we want to do the worst presents, worst one-liners, Christmas crackers, and there was something else as well that I wanted to do. Oh, yes. There was a lovely story, just to sort of set this up. I saw this headline and I thought, wow, read on. My cousin pulled up my racy pics at the dinner table. People reveal their Christmas gatherings gone wrong. Now, we heard of your Christmas gathering yesterday when you had a fight with your sister.
Every year, yeah.
Because she didn't win the quiz.
She never has.
That your nan sets.
Yep.
Are you like the favourite? Is your nan like, you know, does she favour you?
I think I'm golden girl, yeah.
You're golden girl. So, yeah, so she's under pressure than your sister. She didn't win the quiz.
No. Nope.
So she got a bit umpy.
Just a bit. There's a lot of shouting and she kind of climbs across the table sometimes.
Blimey.
Take it seriously.
Despite best laid plans, it's very rare for a Christmas to go off without a hitch. Those awkward tales of family gatherings will have you squirming in your seat. One little boy accidentally pulled up racy photos on a phone at the dinner table. Another little girl was unknowingly blunt when her grandmother arrived for lunch. So when I read this, I thought, that sounds a bit twee, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, Christmas get-togethers are meant to be an occasion to relax and enjoy the company of friends and family. But as everyone or anyone with a drunken uncle or an opinionated relative, we've got plenty of those, they very rarely end without some kind of awkwardness. And while the odd incident to be expected at Christmas is hard to top these cringe-inducing tales that will have you squirming in your seat, one woman's story will have you thinking twice about letting your phone out of your sight at Christmas dinner. There's a subject. Your phone. Keeping a hold of your phone and not letting any... I say, if you're going to do that, and it's very, very sneaking, you see things and other people don't, something's going on. My baby cousin got my phone somehow last Christmas. I'm reading from this. I'm not telling you about my baby cousin.
No.
She told secret-sharing site Whisper. I don't know anything about Whisper, do you?
It's just like a secret website where you can, you know, post each other's secrets and stuff.
If it's on the internet...
It's not really a secret anymore.
No, it's not. And pulled up my racy pictures during family dinner. It was another young child who was the source of the awkwardness at another Christmas gathering. The child's embarrassed mother recalled, "My daughter told my grandmother once, 'Wow, I didn't think you'd be alive this Christmas.'"
Oh, my God.
This boyfriend thought he was doing the right thing when he brought his new girlfriend along for the holidays, but it wasn't long before his curious family was making things awkward for all. Brought my girlfriend along to our holiday dinner, he said. My niece asked, "When would you be getting married?" Well, this is awkward. A young boy shocked his relatives when, in good faith, he tried to decorate the Christmas tree. Hang on a minute, they didn't explain that story.
That's sort of just...
Hang on a minute. Brought my girlfriend along to our holiday dinner, he said. My niece asked, "When would you get married?" That's awkward. Well, not really.
Is that it?
God, blimey. A young boy shocked his relatives in good faith when he tried to decorate the Christmas tree in the lounge, although in this case, at least some of the blame must lie with his mum. Mum, I told my son to put... I told my son to put his balls, Christmas ornaments, on the tree, she explained. And that's where the confusion lies. okay then, so If you've got any embarrassing, you got any embarrassing moments at Christmas time?
No, it's all just quite competitive and violent, to be honest.
Okay.
Other than that, we're all right.
All right. Okay. I remember going to my brother's for Christmas dinner probably about 22, 23 years ago. It's something that I normally wouldn't have done, but because I was on my own, they invited me and I went. Big mistake, because his wife was an awful cook.
Oh, no.
And there must have been about 12 of us sat down for turkey.
Yeah.
And I'm not really a fan of turkey. And we all sat there and we all, you know, the smell was kind of okay. And anyway, brought out this great big turkey, stuck it on the table. They started carving. I put a slither of this turkey on the breast on my plate.
Yeah.
And it was like powder.
Oh, no.
It was so dry. It was horrible.
Horrible.
So we're all going around the table. How's your turkey? It's really, really nice. Have another drink just to wash it down because it's really, really sticking to the inside of your mouth.
Oh.
So we must have had some embarrassing stories to tell, but you've got to be careful because your family might be...
listening.
They might be listening.
I'll get in trouble.
So we want one-liners. We want Christmas cracker jokes up to date. And what was the worst Christmas present ever?
Yeah.
And you can't think of anything
that
was the worst.
They're all really good.
Okay.
And if I say anything else, I might not get anything this year.
What are you wanting this year?
Money and just little bits and bobs that I can't afford because I'm a student.
Okay.
So, you know, suitcase, actually, to go travelling.
A suitcase?
A suitcase is on my
Christmas
list.
It's not too much to ask.
I know.
Do you reckon you'll get one?
Yeah, because I had to help my mum buy it. So,
oh, right. So you know
there's
what
the mystery
get.
Gone.
Ah, there's a question. Do you like the mystery of Christmas? Do you like the not knowing?
Yeah.
See, I do and I don't. This is the first Christmas that I don't know what I'm getting because normally I'd have had it by now.
Is it driving you a little bit insane?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I'm like a child, really. Because my wife will say, it's like my birthday as well. I never wait until my birthday. I said, look, all these people keep coming around your house, same at Christmas time.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're expected to feed them and socialise and so on and so. And when do I get to, you know, play with my toys?
Yeah.
my new gadgets, my new toys. When
that's
do I
what
get...
Boxing Day's for.
So no. Don't put ideas in her head. Now, so I think to myself, hang on a minute. If I'm entertaining on Christmas Day or my birthday,
yep.
Then I should have another day, a couple of days before or a week before best. Then you can open up your presents and think... Now, just say, for instance, if there were a set of speakers or a stereo or a new phone or a gadget or something, you've got a chance to set it up so you can enjoy it on your birthday.
True.
Not be frustrated. See, I'm selling this to you, aren't
You're
I?
You're quite impatient, aren't you?
I don't wait for nothing.
You're
if I want
play
something.
Me your toys.
Yeah. I know that come Christmas, because my son is so blasé about Christmas.
Yeah.
This is 21st this year, and he's, what do you want to do? Oh, it's just another day, Dad.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So we won't bother them. All right, but if that was me, well, hang on a minute, it's my birthday.
You've got to do something.
Give to receive. Absolutely. No, that's me all over.
Oh dear.
It really is. Sadly, I'm like a child. So
you are like
I
a
will
child.
Be up early, not too early. And, you know, I've already said that, you know, my wife will be judged on the present, I guess,
she
this
gets.
Christmas. But she's equally judging me as well.
Which is fair enough.
I'm trying to find the... Christmas audio that somebody had sent to me, and I can't find it anywhere, which is a bit of a shame because I was going to have some music in the background. We will get this sorted.
We will
tomorrow.
Find it
because we're doing the Lunchtime Social tomorrow as well.
Yep.
And we're doing on the show tomorrow. We're doing. Go on, this is your show.
Oh, guilty pleasures.
Guilty pleasures.
All the things that you shouldn't like, but you do.
Right. Okay. So that's what we're doing, and that's all, you know, food, music, TV, everything. Guilty
everything.
Pleasures. Okay, so we're after one-liners. My parents are from Glasgow, which means they're incredibly hard, but I was never smacked as a child. Well, maybe one or two grams to get me to sleep at night. That's actually a lady's one-liner, Susan Murray. Stuart Francis, standing in the park, I was wondering why a frisbee gets larger the closer it gets, and then it hit me. my name is Finn, which means it's very hard for me to end emails without sending. Pretentious. That's great, isn't it?
That is good.
My wife's friend has a son called Finn, so he's probably going to... He's not. He's only about 5 or 6, but he's going to have that problem
he's
later
have that
on
struggle.
In life. I was watching the London Marathon and saw one runner dressed as a chicken and another runner dressed as an egg, and I thought, this could be interesting.
Oh, dear.
That's kind of corny, that.
That is corny.
For my birthday, I got myself glasses, so my observational comedy's really improved. That's from Sarah Pascoe. She was never funny, that girl. Do you know? Have you got favourite comedians?
Jimmy Carr.
I like
Michael
Jimmy Carr.
McIntyre.
I like Michael McIntyre.
There's a Canadian woman that I quite like, but I can't remember her name. She's blonde.
Oh!
She's got a little girl.
Yes.
I can't remember her name.
And she's really funny.
Yeah.
She is really,
really
like funny.
Her.
I know who you mean. My wife likes her as well. She is, yeah. Oh, crikey, what's
it's
her name?
Gone.
That's going to really irritate me now. But she is. She's very, very funny. I like her. I needed a password 8 characters long, so I picked Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Right, okay.
It's not the best one, is it?
I went to buy some camouflage trousers the other day, but I couldn't find them.
No.
Boom, boom, that's Tommy Cooper. An old one from Tommy Cooper. The old ones are the best one. I heard a rumour that Cadbury is bringing out an oriental chocolate bar. Could it be a Chinese whisper? get it. I had an argument with one of the Seven Dwarfs. He wasn't happy. And that was a lady's joke. That sounded more like Tommy Cooper, to be honest. The early bird gets the worm, but the late worm gets to live. That's true. Okay, there's lots of stuff we want to chat about. Christmas time, you mentioned, what did you just mention then? I was going to come back and chat about it. It was not Christmas presents, it was something else we were talking about.
See,
that's what happens when you're with me. It's, you know,
all
do the show
jokes,
with me. It's like being with an old timer, they forget things. It was Christmas presents, it was going shopping, it was the excitement of Christmas, the traditions.
The anticipation behind it.
Do you get up early? Are you a get up early, go downstairs?
Definitely, as soon as I'm awake, that's it. Christmas begins.
Breakfast before?
It's sort of breakfast during opening presents now.
Oh, right.
Because it's that battle of I'm really hungry, but I'm really excited. So sort of do a bit of both.
See, my wife's very serious at times.
Right.
And everything's got to be, yeah, breakfast first, and then you open your presents.
Oh, okay.
So we have an argument on the first. No, let's have presents first.
Them.
Presents first, then breakfast.
Yep.
And, you know, I expect we'll go through the same rigmarole this year as we
just
always
do. Both at the same time.
It must be very difficult for my wife. She's living with a 51-year-old child.
She is, bless her.
All right, you don't have to join in, do you?
All the simple.
If I discovered a new animal, I'd call it a corn to mess with vegetarians. That would be interesting. I'd like to see that. A lorry load of tortoises crashed into a train load of terrapins. I thought, that's a turtle disaster. Any more? Your side?
Anymore.
Christmas cracker jokes. These are the ones that could be ending up on your table, unless you go to the pound shop like Dame Shirley did.
Oh, they were bad.
They were awful.
What did Tim Peake get in his stocking this year?
Tim Peake.
Think space.
He was the guy that went up.
He's
and,
the astronaut. Yeah.
I don't know.
Galaxy in a Milky Way.
Oh, corny.
Very corny.
Go on, keep going.
Why is Santa going around the world this Christmas Eve?
Why?
Why is Santa going around the world this Christmas Eve?
I don't know.
You'll never get this one. He's playing Pokemon Ho Ho Ho.
Oh, crikey. Do you do Pokemon?
No, I haven't got the Pokemon thing.
You haven't got a Pokemon app?
No.
You can get it and go and be like the rest of the fools that are playing this game. It's gone a bit quiet on the old Pokemon front, hasn't it, recently?
It's not very good, apparently.
So many people on the Pokemon thing.
Oh yeah.
One night they all ended up under the flyover. Under here. They were all there.
They all gather on Ride Seafront as well.
Little really?
Groups. But there's a new one coming out for Harry Potter, I think.
Right.
So that should be interesting to watch.
Okay. That was one of the phenomenons of the year, wasn't it?
It was huge.
So when you look back at 2016, what's been the high point?
The high point.
Yeah, any highs? High point? Was there one?
Surviving uni, really.
Right.
Uni results. Because other than that, it's been quite a sad year, really. We've Brexited.
Yeah.
We've Trumped.
We've Trumped, yeah.
So, yeah, uni results. It's that's been it.
Okay, so uni results
it's
are good.
It's been a stressful year, yeah.
You've had some good results.
I've had some good results.
Good for you.
Quite so happy with that.
That's a high point.
That's the high point for me.
So when you
surviving
look
surviving it and doing it okay.
Excellent. Good for you. And, you know, let's hope 2017 is just as lucky for you as
fingers
well.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, but there's been some strange old things. And I can't believe how quick this has gone. When I say to you that, you know, David Bowie died in January.
It was the first news piece we put out.
Yeah.
And now the year's over.
And you think, hang on, that was earlier this year, and you think, well, it was only a couple of months ago, but no, January.
No, January.
I think it was more or less. Didn't he die on his birthday?
It was very close, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he died on his birthday, brought out an album as well. And,
yep.
And then after that, then what, a couple of weeks later, Prince?
Yep.
And you think, these are low points, aren't they? Because grew up with David Bowie, yep, and Prince as well. And you think, wow. And we've lost those legends. George Martin, the producer, the Beatles producer, also this year.
Yep. Victoria Wood
as well. I mean, yeah, there's been some low points of 2016,
yeah,
but they are legendary enough to carry on. They've left some wonderful stuff behind,
yep,
haven't they? They really have. I mean, David Bowie, awesome. Had so many hits, so many records.
Yeah, they've left you something to enjoy even though they're gone.
Yeah, Prince, yeah, the same. And Victoria Wood, I always thought she was hilarious.
Yeah.
I never used to like Dinner Ladies or anything like that. She was better as a stand-up comic.
Yep.
And I think that was the subject I wanted to chat with you about. Michael McIntyre, and who was the other one you said you liked?
Jimmy Carr, and the woman whose name we don't remember.
We can't remember her, but Michael McIntyre, do you do audiobooks?
I don't really.
Oh,
has he got a good one?
Do you read?
Yeah,
sometimes.
It's his book, well, yeah. When I can get time to read. I need a good book to read.
How often do you read?
Whenever I can, really.
But when, you know, just you say, know, for instance, you get a book and you think, right, I'm not going to put this down.
Oh, I haven't had a book like that in ages.
How long's ages?
About a year.
That is ages,
that
isn't
is
it?
That is ages.
See, the difference is with you is like, a year to you is like, not that long. A year to me is like, poof. That's like a week in your years. When they say dog years, do you remember dog years? They,
yeah,
say, oh, 7 years for every 1 year.
Yep.
And it's like, it's time, isn't it? Like a whole year for you is going to seem slightly longer for me because I've lived longer. And it's common sense, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is. I don't know why we got onto this subject, but
I don't know.
Book,
it's taken a turn. A book. I need a good book.
So my wife reads all the time.
Does she?
Every night, I'll go to bed and she'll be reading. That's her way of relaxation before bedtime.
Fair enough.
And I irritate her because I go up and make a bit of noise and have a bit of a laugh and a joke. I think I'm funny.
She's trying to read.
And she's trying to read, yeah. So, but she reads all the time. She's a real bookworm.
Oh, that's good.
And I can't get into the old reading. I just,
no.
I don't have the concentration span, but listen to a book. And Michael McIntyre, I can recommend either read it,
yeah,
or listen to it. It's probably funnier as he's reading it to you because it is his,
okay,
voice.
Yeah.
But he's got a cracking story to tell about how he became a stand-up comic,
yeah,
how hard he had to work to you know, make it to the top. And what was nice about it is it goes back through time. I don't know if you remember anybody talking about Kenny Everett.
Yep.
Kenny Everett was a radio legend. He was also a very, very funny comedian. And Michael McIntyre's mum used to knock around with Kenny Everett years ago, and he told all these wonderful stories. I'm not going to spoil it, just in case you get it.
Yeah.
Oh, crikey, it's still bugging me, that Canadian...
I'm going to have to Google it.
Canadian... So what do you put in? Canadian comedian. Is that what you put in?
I've put female Canadian comedian, and it's Catherine Ryan.
That's her, Catherine Ryan. It is her.
There you go.
And I'll tell you what else I like as well. Who's the bloke that looks like the one from The Simpsons?
I'm not sure.
Or sounds like him as well. Came to the Isle of Wight. Fitzall? No, that was a footballer. Somebody, Rich Hall.
Yeah.
Rich Hall.
Oh.
He's very funny,
yeah,
as well. And I love, who's the curly-headed bloke from Essex? I popped down and he popped out. I only popped out. I didn't go out.
Mickey
Flanagan. Now, he's someone that I really, really like.
Yeah.
I think he's incredibly funny. And I did drop a hint just a couple of weeks ago because he's doing a show, live show, next year. I think he's going up to Essex. and which is where my wife's family is from, and I sort of dropped a massive hint that I would really like to go.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering whether that could be the...
Maybe that's your Christmas present.
Maybe, I don't know. But and also Squeeze, the greatest band in the world, they're also playing in Essex about a couple of months later.
Well, there you go.
And I did drop that hint as well. Wouldn't it be great if all three of them come up trumps?
Possibly.
We're back to trumps again, aren't we?
Always back to trumps.
What am I typing in on here? I was going to type in something.
Oh, I don't know.
See, you've got a worse memory than I have.
I think I have. I think it's contagious.
Okay, other high points of the year, low points. You definitely Brexit. You voted against it.
Yeah.
I voted. I have to say this, and I'm not proud.
You get it out there.
I voted for it.
It's okay.
I should talk
about
it. It's
going to be okay. You need a little bit of therapy, I think.
I do, but there were reasons why I did.
Yep.
Because I thought our country needs change.
Yep.
I thought that would change it. What I didn't expect was...
I'm trying not to laugh.
Someone to take over the situation. Obviously, Theresa May. I've got nothing against Theresa May whatsoever.
Yep.
I think she's been stitched right up. I really do. Let's be honest. Old David Cameron.
Yeah.
He called this vote.
Left her in a bit of a pickle.
And then cleared off and resigned. And I think what the Queen should have said was, "Oi, yeah. Dave, you don't mind if I call you Dave, do you?"
I'm sure she calls him Dave all the time.
Dave, get back to work, put it right.
Sort out the mess you made.
You did this. Don't walk away and leave someone else to mop up behind you. You sort it out. That's what should have happened. The Queen should have stepped in and said, "Dave, back to work.
Sort it out."
Yeah. Because it's a mess.
Oh, yeah.
And unfortunately, I'm not ashamed to say, I'm very not embarrassed either.
No.
That's not what I voted for.
No.
I voted for change. I didn't vote for a load of politicians to run around like headless chickens because they didn't know what they wanted to do. And boy, have they done that.
Oh, yeah. None of them were prepared for this. It's very weird. It was like, we'll vote. But what happens if we do leave?
Yeah.
They didn't have that plan sorted.
And they're supposed to have a vote. The politicians are then supposed to have a vote. And now they've been trying to put that off because they don't want to have that vote. Well, hang on a minute. So you don't want to have a vote that you voted on in the first place. And now you're saying we've got to go to court because we don't want to have that vote. Just have the vote.
They're not going to have
the
vote.
Get it over with. And they could put it right by saying, do you know what? We're going to vote to stay in.
We'll see what they do.
Do you know? I know we're going down a different tack now, but I mean, that's what happens.
Yep.
When you don't have a script, that's what happens. and long may it continue. Who's the Scottish lady, the First Minister?
Nicola Sturgeon.
What's your thoughts on her?
I like the woman. I'd move to Scotland if I could.
If they had good weather.
Yeah, well, I don't mind the weather.
If it was a bit warmer. I'd go to Scotland. Yeah, I think she's great.
I think she's brilliant.
I actually said last night when I was watching ITV. I'm flicking between BBC and ITV News.
Yeah.
And they got the bloke reading the news on ITV that's got a floppy hairdo, and they've got him in for the ladies, I guess. He's a useless newsreader. He really is. Last night he wasn't pronouncing his T's last night. And I just thought it was really funny. Anyway, he just said. Flippancy, I think, is what he's very, very good at. Here we are, 6 months on, and you know, still nothing. And you think, do you know what? Was that really 6 months ago?
Yeah.
6 months ago, we voted for something, and we still don't know what's going to happen, do we?
So 6 months is a long time to wait.
With that in mind, and I know that they're never ever going to do it, but maybe they should, because we now know that those people that did vote out.
Yep.
They didn't really know what they were voting for and what to expect.
They were sort of conned into it a little bit.
I think we were.
Yeah.
We were.
Definitely.
And I think maybe they ought to have another vote. But I'm with Nicola Sturgeon.
I'm for a second vote so that people know what they're voting for now.
Yeah, I'm with Nicola Sturgeon. I think she's got it absolutely right.
She's got her head screwed on.
And I said, under my I wish she was our Prime Minister.
Oh, yeah.
I wish she was our Prime Minister. But if you say that to people, they get all irate and they start running her down, saying she looks like one of the crankies, which I think's unfair.
That is unfair. That doesn't affect, you know, her capabilities or anything.
No, I don't care what she looks like.
No.
So, anyway, it'll be interesting to see how that one pans out. Any other low points of the year? There must have been plenty.
Points.
I mean, one of the high points for us was back in June, and this was a nice little story. Back in June, June the 7th, we got the nod from Ofcom.
Yeah.
They got in touch and they said, hey, look, we love what you do. They didn't. I put that bit in. we obviously applied to Go FM, and they got back to us and said, hey, look, you've got 2 years now to set up things, and you know, you can have an Ofcom FM licence. Granted. There you go. So we've now got to raise £10,000. We're in the process of doing that. We've got about £3,000. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we're going to get some Max funding and other funding as well. And hopefully, fingers crossed, we will be FM middle of next year. It may be a little bit later than that. Originally, we wanted to be done, dusted by April. Kelvin Curry had this wonderful idea of, why don't we do it on April the 1st?
Yeah.
It's a Saturday. I'm not doing anything. I don't think we're going to get done by then, but
no,
I think it could
soon.
Be it could be June, it could be, you know, late summer, but hopefully, fingers crossed, next year we will be FM. So that's, for me, one of the high points of
the
year.
Definitely, it gives you something to look forward to for next year as well.
It's a bit sad that you're 20 and the only high point of your year so
it's
far...
It's just surviving university.
Survival.
Survival on my own. Yeah.
And you may survive Christmas, bearing in mind...
It depends if my sister shows up for the quiz.
Wow.
And who wins the quiz?
It'll be quite interesting. And this is going off in Wootton.
Cows.
Northwood. Going to Oh, right, okay. So it's all going to kick off at Northwood then.
Big time. Watch out for that.
You just see the headlines now, can't you? Okay. I still don't... can't remember what I was supposed to be looking for. I was going to look up something. I think one of it may have been David Bowie, wasn't it? When
he died on his birthday or not.
And what's your favourite David Bowie track?
Starman.
Yeah. What a cracking song. Bearing in mind that was out and you weren't.
No, but I danced to that at Southampton Guildhall once. Like, on the stage for, I think it was Global Rock or something.
Oh, right.
And that was, like, our finale song. So it's always stuck in my head.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
So there you were on stage?
On stage at Southampton or Portsmouth Guildhall.
Oh, well, how many years ago?
I was in year five, so 2005.
Right, okay.
Yeah, long time ago.
I remember taking part in a disco dancing competition. In Portsmouth, there was a club, and it was at the top of I was going to call it a skyscraper, but it wasn't. It was like a big tower block.
Yeah.
And dancing, and there were six girls. And it was quite embarrassing, actually, because there were six girls, just me, and I had to wear, like, MC Hammer green satin type trousers.
Yep.
And the unfortunate thing is the people that were on before us, because we were in the group dancing section, the people that were on before us, they had a bit in their dance where they got the baby oil out and they smeared themselves, or they squirted themselves with it. So when we come onto the dance floor after them, the floor was awash with baby oil.
All slippery.
And we were doing this routine, and I ended up with six girls on top of me because I had slipped and they'd slipped and so on and so forth. It was kind of embarrassing and kind of nice.
Yeah,
all the
you
same
kind of
time.
Enjoyed it, really.
So let's have a little look. David Bowie, he was January the 10th. He died January the 10th this year. And I've got a funny feeling he actually died on his birthday, January the 10th. He was born, obviously. I don't think he made 70, but he was an absolute legend when it came to reinventing himself, music, genius. Yeah, born and died on January the 10th, 69 he was. You know, the music lives on, and I say that particular track is a brilliant track. Can't believe that you were dancing on it. Do you remember there was a series, Life on Mars and Ashes to Ashes?
Yep.
Now, which one was which? Ashes to Ashes was the second one. Life on Mars was the 70s, which was my particular favourite. John Sims was in it.
I think so.
And absolutely brilliant. I wish they'd bring that back.
Start a petition for it.
Well, they just finished too early.
Yeah.
I just thought it was absolutely brilliant. I thought Glenister bloke when it was great, because he played... What did he play? The boss? The top man? And he would come out... I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break and we're going to come back with... we're going to revisit Life on Mars the quotes from this particular guy. He used to say, "Fire up the quattro." In Ashes to Ashes, and then there was other things. I always remember they were in a van doing some what do they call it when they're spying on people?
Like
some kind of stakeout, and they're all in this wagon. I mean, bearing in mind it's gone back to 1973 or 1972, yeah. So they're in this wagon having a bit of a stakeout, and. I forget what happened. It was an incident with I think somebody rumbled. I think somebody something came out the wrong end, and he said to him, "God, what have you been eating? Pedigree chum." And it just used to come out with all of these magical quotes. And there was one time when they got out of the car, got out of the quattro. And I think it was a Granada. It was an old Granada in the 70s, and then they went up a level and they had a quattro in the 1980s. And they said he got out of the car and it was his kids, and they wanted to look after his car for him. Look after my car. And he said, "Look, you're not getting any money. If anything happens to my car, I'll come around and stomp on your toys." And it was just brilliant. Every week there was a quote. We've got to find out what the quotes were in a mo. We're going to take a little break, and we are going to come back, and hopefully we're going to get the chipster in for the second part. It's 20-1 now.
Christmas time on Vectis Radio, your community station. Wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
I'll have a consonant, please, Carol.
L.
And another.
G.
And a third.
B.
And another consonant.
T.
And a final one.
Q.
LGBTQ.
If you're part of the LGBT community on the island, find out about social events and the support that's available. Key Arts will be holding LGBTQ nights on the last Friday of the month in 2017. There's so much going on. Give us a call to find out more. 0778 6080203. The project is funded by the My Life A Full Life scheme.
Are you a survivor of domestic abuse? Would you like to participate in a groundbreaking new course designed to move you forward in a positive way and literally break the cycle? Our program is free of charge, but we'll need you to commit to undertaking all 6 modules, and we'll need your feedback to help us fine-tune the content. We're currently looking for 12 people, so if you're interested, get in touch soon. For more information and to apply in confidence, please contact Maggie Curry via email. hello@breakthecycle.org.uk. That's hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
White Sight is a ride-based spectacle boutique. Here's how it works. You need glasses? Take your prescription along to the friendly team in Cross Street Ride. White Sight is a boutique shop selling budget to designer frames and sunglasses. Stockists of Gucci, Dior, Dolce & Gabbana, Ray-Bans and many more. You'll be spoilt for choice. White Sight's an independent retailer, so you can shop locally and be assured of first-class service and great glasses. Visit them in Cross Street Ride or check them out on www.whitesight.co.uk.
Hi, I'm Maggie Curry, transformational coach and consultant. Stress, low morale, physical exhaustion, toxic relationships all can cause damage and can make you feel invisible. You'll begin building your new positive future working with me and learn to understand that we are living in the feeling of the principle of thought taking form in the moment. Every one of us was born for greatness, and we knew that until we forgot. Working with me will help you to remember again. When you start to see the true power of thought and its relationship to your way of observing life, your transformation will begin. Get in touch today on 754666 or email me at hello@maggiecurry.co.uk.
If you like soul, ska, R&B and a bit of Motown, mix it up with some jukebox classics, then Marco's Mod Anthems is where it's at. Find modernistic sounds from those hazy days of the swanky coffee bars, pubs and clubs. And if that's your scene, then join me, that's Marco, every Monday evening, 7 till 10 p.m, live and exclusive on Vectis Radio.
Stay social and get in touch. Add us on Skype.
It's Vectis.radio. The World Wide Web never felt so local. So local.
Here we are, then, back with part two. We sometimes start these things and we end off going at a tangent, which is great.
Big old tangent, yeah.
Yeah, so we were doing the one-liners. Have you done all your Christmas crackers? You got
I think,
a few?
Yeah.
Okay, you haven't
I
got
think
any more?
We're pretty much done. The rest,
okay, all right.
I fear, may have been done.
So I've got a couple of other one-liners, but some of the one of the best liners ever have come from, I think, Life on Mars. And yeah. I was a big fan of Life on Mars. I just thought it was really clever the way they went back into time, and obviously it was all in the end, it was all in somebody's mind, wasn't
yeah.
it? The whole series was all in somebody's mind, and they could have done anything. They could have gone back at any time, couldn't they, and done that, because they obviously then moved it on 10 years and they did Ashes to Ashes, which I thought was really, really good. They made they made two series of Life on Mars and three of Ashes to Ashes.
Yep.
And it was the second one was more popular, although I thought the first one was better.
Okay.
But they could have gone anywhere. They could have done the 90s. They could have gone back to the 60s. And okay. there's certain programmes. Are you a Blackadder fan?
Not really. I've seen a few.
It's very clever, because obviously they do various different times. Each series is set in a different time, and I thought that was really. And they could have gone back anywhere and done that. Along with, do you remember Nick Lyndhurst when he was in Goodnight Sweetheart?
Yep.
And they went back to obviously it was to daytime, and then he would go back to 1940. Yeah. It was during the war.
Yeah.
And it was really, I thought it was really, really clever. And they stopped doing it after about seven or eight series. And what they should have done was taken it to a different generation. They could have gone back further. They could have come up to, you know, gone back to the 70s
else.
Or somewhere else. It could have been so, so good. And then they did bring it back for a one-off this year. Earlier on this year, they did do a one-off Goodnight Sweetheart. And I thought it was hilarious. And I've got to be honest, I thought it was probably the best one. Because the BBC did... they did about four or five. Porridge was quite good.
Yeah.
They remade Porridge without
good.
Ronnie Barker. I thought it was really clever. And the guy that played him was just like Fletch.
Yeah.
And I say this one was a good one as well. All the others were a bit mediocre. But Goodnight Sweetheart, they could have taken that anywhere. And I say they could have done that with Life on Mars as well. But obviously it would have had to have been an era that David Bowie was big in.
Yeah.
And he was only big in the 70s and the 80s, so they couldn't do any more, perhaps.
That was that.
Perhaps that's the reason. But Kelvin's just messaged me and saying, we've got the Life on Mars DVDs if you want to borrow them.
Oh, yeah, nice.
That would be great. I wouldn't mind, actually, because that would be great over Christmas.
I really thought...
Because the soundtrack was superb.
Absolutely.
And the DCI Hunt was the Gene Hunt. He used to call himself the Gene Genie. I'm only going to read half of this quote, because I can't read the other half, because, you know, it was a bit after 9 o'clock. And you're nicked. So we do this in a Hunt style.
Yeah.
You're nicked for the murder of Delphine Parks, the rape and attempted murder of Nina Akabawa. Anything you have to say will be taken down, ripped up and shoved down your scrawny little throat until you've choked to death. Gene Hunt, chapter 1 and verse 2. Legendary. Legendary. There's a number of ones obviously I can't read here because they are a bit saucy, and so they are a bit after 9 o'clock. But let me just get to them in a mo. Take that seatbelt off. You're a police officer, not a vicar. And I remember this scene where they're outside. Just picture the scene. They're outside and they want to get into someone's house. So they're outside messing around with this door. One of his colleagues is messing around with the door, and. Gene Hunt smashes doors down. He doesn't pick girly locks and boots the door and it falls down. It's hilarious. And Hunt says, what I call a dream involves dying the doors and a bottle of chip oil. Oh, dear. Right, OK. Was there anything else we were going to chat about? We did the worst times at Christmas. Have you ever turned up at Christmas time that's been, like, really, really bad because so-and-so's had a row with so-and-so? And
last year was quite bad because my sister won the quiz.
Right.
And she went bright red. She looked like a tomato when the results were announced.
Right.
And she just screamed so loudly the neighbours were worried. It was terrifying.
And she was We were pointing out that she was 28 at this point. Not 12.
Yeah.
She was 28
she was
at this
28
point.
She was 28 at that point. And I've never heard or seen anything quite like it. She was bright red and she screamed like she'd been stabbed.
Oh, wow.
It was, yeah. That image is stuck in my mind ever since.
So you're a bit reluctant to, you know, this Christmas?
I'm a little bit worried what may happen this Christmas. It okay. may make the headlines.
Do your family, like, you know, have a drink at Christmas? Do they, you know, play cards?
Not really. My nan has a drink at Christmas.
Right.
But the rest of us have got to drive home, so we can't really.
Okay. You don't all crash around mum's then?
No.
You've always got that excuse. Oh, I've got to go.
I've got to go home.
Do you want a drink? No, I can't. Got to drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah,
it
works quite well.
See, when I was younger, we had such a funny old family life.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when I was 20, I found out that my dad wasn't my dad, so it all had a knock-on effect of that brother wasn't my brother then, and so forth. But before then, we used to have we always used to have family get-togethers, and there was four of us brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
And they would always have a row at some point, guaranteed. And you'll always find me at the dinner table just carrying on eating. I'd be the little pig that would just carry on eating while all this war was going on with the rest of the family. And as you get older, you think you become less tolerant of that. So you just don't bother with it. You just don't bother with it.
That's fair enough.
So come this Christmas, it's a case of we have family around on Christmas Day.
Yep.
My mum will come around. My wife's family will come around. We'll all have a roast lamb. Because we don't like turkey.
No, we don't do turkey.
You don't do turkey
no.
either?
I don't think many people do anymore.
Well, I think they do probably because it's tradition, but I think there's a lot of people that don't do it because, hey, look, it's a special day. Have what you want to have. So that's what we do. So we have a big old joint of lamb, which we've got to pick up from Hamilton's a little bit later. Tomorrow, in fact, it's Friday. We're coming around and pick it up on Friday.
Yep.
And we'll have that. And that'll be Christmas Eve. So everyone comes round. My son will come round as well. We'll have Christmas Eve, couple of hours. Bosh, they'll be gone by, if you're listening, about 7:30. And,
be gone by then.
All right, stay till 8:00. No later.
Pushing it.
And then next day, we got Christmas Day to ourselves.
Just nice and relaxing.
Yeah, my son will be there overnight. He'll rush round and beat me to the Christmas presents, no doubt. And then he'll disappear sort of 10:30, 11 o'clock, round to his mum's. And then we have the rest of the day to ourselves.
That sounds nice and chilled.
And the highlight for the last couple of years, somebody spoiled it last year. I go for a walk.
Yeah.
Wife and I go for a walk.
Lovely.
Go down to town, because we live just on the outskirts of town.
Right.
Walking distance.
Yeah.
So we walk into town. With the exception of last year, we walked into town and I got right into the centre of town. I looked down the high street.
Yeah.
I looked up the high street. I looked the other way, and then I looked the other way, and we were the only people in the town that we could see.
Oh, wow.
And that was brilliant. And the following year I did that.
Yeah.
Made my day. Last year did it, there were people.
Ruined it.
I went home. I was upset.
Sulked about it.
Yeah.
They ruined it.
I really felt like shouting, oi!
Go away.
Yeah.
Go home.
Yeah, clear off, will you? So do you have any, like, traditions, Christmas traditions?
We're sort of inventing new ones as we go along, because we've got a new puppy. So we're going to do, I think, little Christmas walks on Christmas Day with the dogs and stuff like that. Take them out.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's good to have your own traditions, and it's good to be able to sort of put something else in place. It's also lovely to have those ones that have been, you know, installed as you carry those on.
Yeah.
And some of the things that, you know, one of the things that kind of disappointed me as a father was, you know, when we decided his mother and I split up, the one thing that disappointed me was the fact that the Christmas times would be different now.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm hoping that the traditions will actually continue.
Yeah.
And one thing that we started ourselves, just me and him, we started ourselves, and that was just to get a bit of a lay in the morning. So that he'd get his Christmas stocking, we sent him on a treasure hunt around the house.
That's good.
But the bedroom was off limits.
Yeah.
Okay, so we could have a lay-in.
That's clever.
So we got all these post-it notes, and we put a clue, and the first clue was a treasure map outside of the bedroom door. Do not open this door.
Yeah.
If you do, everything Christmassy will disappear.
Oh, wow.
It's up to you. And anyway, we sent him on a wild goose chase around the house, but knowing for work, we had to do enough to keep him interested.
Yeah.
enough, you know, not so he would get bored and give up. Saying, yep. Mom, is it time to get up? Dad, is it time to get up? Yeah. So we put clues like, you, for the first clue, you need to go to the smallest room in the house. So we had to think, where's the smallest room in the house?
Yeah.
So he went to the bathroom.
Okay.
And not there.
Oh.
And then he went down the shed. Now, he wasn't supposed to go down the shed, but because he's gone down the shed, we got 120-foot garden. It's brilliant. It took him ages. Killed a bit of time. We were still in bed. That's the whole point.
Poor
is
lad.
We're in bed without him, you know, coming up and waking us up.
That is such a clever idea.
Yeah.
So many people are going to steal that now.
Porch. Should have gone to the porch. He did eventually. And now, the next clue was, you now have to go to what normally is the hottest part of the house.
Right.
Go on, what's the hottest part of the house?
Wherever your boiler is or your kitchen.
Or your oven.
Or you put a toy in the oven.
When, no, not a toy in the oven, but I mean...
Oh, another clue.
Another clue. This part of the house is normally the hottest part of the house. You need to go there for your next clue. And that was it. And then the final clue was always going to be under the bed.
Right.
So he could come in then. But by that time, he's worked it all out. And we've done all this before and seen how long it would work out. You know, it took him a couple of minutes extra because he went down the garden, had a rummage in the shed. And then he came back. And then we thought, well, we'd have a bit of a lay-in.
Yeah.
That's fine. Everyone's a winner. But it's just traditions, isn't it? Those lovely traditions. Yeah. Do you, like, say grace? Stuff like that.
We don't really. We used to listen to the Queen's speech, but we've stopped that now.
Well, that's an odd one as well, because my mum got married about four or five times, and every stepdad was wanting to watch the Queen's speech. It was always a big thing, so it was always on. We would watch Top of the Pops, and then the Queen's speech would come on. Well, I think it might have been the other way around, but it was only on for about 10 minutes, wasn't it? But people make a big thing of it now. I don't know whether it's... I'm pretty sure it's on BBC this time this year.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it in the schedule, I must admit.
It must be.
We decided on the first year of broadcast that we would offer an alternative Queen's speech. And we... I don't know whether you remember Lorraine, Queen of Pan.
Yeah.
Lorraine, Queen of Pan, sadly passed away in our first year of broadcast. She was a big fan of Vectis Radio, so we decided to pay tribute to her. And so we play this out as instead of the Queen's speech.
That is so much better.
Well, I thought it was a nice touch from a local station to pay tribute to someone that was calling themselves the Queen of Pan and called by other people the Queen of Pan.
Yeah.
And we thought that was a really, really nice touch. People complained.
Oh.
They said it was disrespectful.
Why?
I don't know. So anyway, we repeated it again the following year, just to wind those people up.
To Lorraine.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's how it was. But there you go. We should have those things that are installed into us, you know, through Christmas by our families and so on and so forth. So
definitely.
Just say, for instance, you go away and you have family, and you have young kids.
Yep.
What one tradition at Christmas are you going to make sure that they follow?
Well, for as long as possible, we'll always go to my grandparents' house.
Right.
That's the thing. Like, even my sister's obviously moved out, she's got children and everything, but we have to go there at some point and see my grandparents on Christmas Day.
That's lovely.
We'll always come back over.
Yeah.
That's like the one thing that will stay.
That's a lovely tradition. My mum and her sister, we used to alternate. We used to go to them on Boxing Day and they would come to us on Christmas Day. And then the following year we'd do the alternative.
Yeah.
The complete opposite. And sadly, you know, she died and then it all kind of stopped. And I kind of missed that.
Yeah.
But then if you don't have those now in your life, maybe you should start doing your own.
True.
Your own little traditions and start those and follow that through, because that's all they were in the first place.
True.
Thank you for being there. And just to outline tomorrow's in 10 seconds, what's happening tomorrow?
It's going to be all your guilty pleasures, everything you shouldn't love but you absolutely love.
Okay.
Your films, your movies, your food, your songs, everything.
Looking forward to it. Thank you for being there.